Hi, this is Hardik Krishna for Colletta Taylor, Colletta Taylor, T like Tom, Aylor. Date of birth is 11/10/1961. Date of service is 6/17/2024. Patient reports of ongoing pain in the left shoulder and the neck and lower back to the tune of 10. She doesn't report any shooting pain or radiation or numbness, tingling, radiculopathy in the upper extremities. However, she does have a numbness and tingling in the both buttocks and posterior part of the leg up to the ankle, nonstop, constantly. The patient has had 6 epidurals and her MRIs were positive. For herniated disc L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with anterior listhesis. She also was found to have a brain trauma in neuroquant studies. The left shoulder is found to have suppressed pinnatus, partial thickness tear, infraspinal tendinosis, subscapularis tendinosis, long head of biceps tenosynovitis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, and superior and inferior glenoid labrum, along with glenohumeral joint effusion. In the MRI finding, this MRI was done on November 13, 2023. The patient has obtained multiple injections with no relief. Patient has been referred to Dr. Redden, who is a spine specialist, for a consultation, and to Dr. Gary Gilliard for orthopedic consult. So that one can decide whether she is a surgical candidate. Currently, she is undergoing counseling and neuropsych therapy, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment with Dr. Mustafa, with acupuncture, massage. Laser treatment also is being provided to her, along with neurology consultation. The patient reports that so far her pains have continued. In an appointment with the specialist, Dr. Redden and Dr. Gilliard, is on 6/26/2027. And she is only 20-30% improved in her symptoms since the accident, despite all the treatment. Kindly review the record for ADL system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance program. And the blood pressure is 149/74, pulse 75, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 5/16/2024. Dictation number is 0520-0520-050. The diagnoses are the same. Plan is after reviewing the laboratory for toxicology, we find that the patient has not been able to provide sample with a definitive opiate being positive in the urine, despite she has been given the pain relief medication. Is being taken off from the opiates at this time. We advised her that she is not keeping up with the opiate agreements. Other than that, patient is provided with Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine was given for pain relief. one tablet twice a day, 30 tablets, high levels, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and relief. Physical therapy was ordered to continue at once a week only, along with chiropractic treatment. Patients continuously remain disabled, and hospital replacement and transportation has been ordered. Our meds were reviewed and labs have been reviewed. Thank you.